pro-Russian protesters have seized control of the city council in Kharkiv and are now moving toward a regional detention center. They demand the immediate release of detained activists. Thousands of protesters also held a rally calling for federalism. Dozens have been reported injured in clashes between supporters and opponents of the government. Iran says it needs 50,000 first-generation centrifuges if it wants to produce the fuel needed annually at Bushehr nuclear power plant. The director of the Atomic Energy Organization of Iran says Natanz nuclear facility has 20,000 centrifuges, of which only 9,000 are operating. Staying with Syria now, foreign-backed insurgents have fired mortars and killed several people across the country. Two people were killed and nearly two dozen injured when a barrage of shells hit the northwestern city of Idlib. Two people were also killed in a similar attack in the capital, Damascus. In Iraq, at least two dozen people have been killed in separate attacks in the north of the country. Nearly a dozen people were killed as a car bomb hit an army police patrol in Mosul. Several others were also killed in two car bomb attacks in the city of Kirkuk. In Afghanistan, preliminary results of the presidential election show the country's former foreign minister, Abdullah Abdullah, is leading with around 42%. Ashraf Ghani's closest rival has 37.6%, and Zalmay Rasul ranks third with over 9%. 10% of the vote has been counted so far. And search teams looking for the missing Malaysian plane in the Indian Ocean fear the aircraft's flight recorders, that is, may have run out of battery. They've not been able to detect any new acoustic signal that could be from the Boeing 777's black box. The last transmissions were detected on Tuesday.